Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It's Friday morning. It is April the 11th. It is 6:07. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Not reading this.
I knew it was the forecast that was getting you mad. At least we get a little bit of fake sunshine.
Yes, it's fake sunshine today. It's a high of 40. Wind chill in the 30s.
That's mid-April.
I know you're talking about the food trucks during the three things you need
to know.
I'm just not there yet.
By the way,
you better eat that food as soon as you get out of that food truck because it's going to freeze.
May 1st, that starts. And I thought, oh, well, that's a while away. And it's really not.
It's not.
It's like 2.5 weeks away.
It's not.
Three?
And it's always great. Grabbing food out of the food trucks downtown on a beautiful summer day. There's nothing like it. There really isn't.
And what I didn't realize about that, because that was everywhere yesterday, it's every day of the week. It used to be just like a one day of the week at Perk Plaza.
You just
whatever.
Have it here at Perk, yeah.
Yes, and it's every day of the week, a different location all summer long, which is awesome.
Of course, nothing more important than this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Winter into the weekend, heading towards the end of the calf season. Today could be the day.
That would be the best day ever. So he's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. He's been there since January. Take a guess. Please get it. Please be the winner tonight.
That's it. That's a quick synopsis. What do you get if you correctly guess?
Absolutely nothing.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, freezing.
Yeah, it's freezing.
We're ready for it to warm up.
That's all right. The early morning crew snuggles together.
Great.
Do you have a guess for dead guy in the envelope?
Let's try Colonel Sanders.
It is not Colonel Sanders.
Is that a real guy?
I had to think about that for a minute, too.
Is Colonel Sanders a real human?
Look it up.
Was he a real colonel?
He came up with the 12, what is it, 13
12
ingredients?
12 Days of Christmas?
No,
he did.
What is it, like
Colonel
13
Sanders?
Spices of chicken or something?
People with the knowledge of the KFC, let us know. Well, Colonel Sanders is real.
He's
Star
real.
102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
And he looks just like the Colonel Sanders on the KFC logo, it turns out. 90 years old when he passed away, but invented Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
He's not the dead guy in the envelope, though.
He's not. And I was just messing around. I mean, we knew he was real. But here's the thing. We talked about, is it 12 herbs and spices? Is it 13? What's going into that recipe?
Right.
And a quick Google search said it is 11. I don't know.
Oh, is it 11? You know me. I don't remember.
How would we know? I mean, I don't have. There's a KFC Menor on the lake that Zoli likes a nice KFC. My oldest stepson. We would go there, and for a $20-ish bucket for a couple of sides and the potato wedges. I think they're back. I don't know. Not bad.
Listen, Noah and I had to stop there after a doctor's appointment during basketball season. It was like, oh, he needed a quick dinner. There was a KFC. We don't typically go there. We stopped. Had to eat it in the car. We were the greasiest mess of chicken because we devoured it. It was so good.
You couldn't even make a turn on that steering wheel, could you?
So slippery.
Like, this is really, really tough trying to make a left and right. It is very slippery. Wait, is that one still in Westlake on...
No, that's now
that's
a Dunkin'.
Long gone. See, that's
it's a Dunkin'. It's a lovely Dunkin'.
Okay.
Two-laner, you know.
So where's the KFC?
There's one in North Olmsted. The one we went to was out in, like, Sheffield. He had a doctor's appointment. It was... Or maybe Elyria. I don't know. It was way out there on 90 by that big lit-up sign that you like.
Mini Vegas.
It was out there.
Okay. So thank you for the guests. Dead Guy in an Envelope continues Monday morning. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Producer Stevie joining us in studio. Coming up next, Stevie on the socials.
We've talked about movie etiquette before. Like, should you sing along when you're in a theater? Well, now it's escalated even more with the chicken jockey trend. Police even showed up at a theater recently.
Oh, boy.
Because it escalated.
This is in the new Minecraft movie, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Teenagers are taking over social media with this trend, and now when you go to the movie, it's not going to be what you expect.
This is something you need to at least be aware of. If you didn't see the Minecraft movie last weekend and you plan on it this weekend, you need to be aware of this.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There are some movies where you hear crowds that get out of control, and thanks to a viral trend online from teenagers, a Minecraft movie is the newest target. So there's a scene where Jack Black's character Steve uses the phrase chicken jockey in a boxing ring, and then a fight begins. So chicken jockey refers to a Minecraft zombie character riding a chicken like a horse. And during the scene, the movie theaters start getting trashed. People are yelling. There's popcorn flying everywhere. There's flashlights are on. Like, people go crazy. This is kind of what it sounds like.
Oh, my God.
If you have happened to see this locally, I would love to know. This is, once again, this is something that you should know. 216-343-1021. I hope that it doesn't happen, but maybe you even saw it last week.
My son, my 13-year-old, went to see this the other day, and now I'm very concerned about the chaos.
Was he,
I'm too afraid to ask.
Was he chicken? I don't know.
He was not dressed like a chicken. He didn't seem to have any gear to
throw. They'll have the Minecraft masks on. They'll be all over the place. They'll be like on...
Yeah, it doesn't happen at every theater. Like, some people waiting for it, and nothing happened at their theater. So it definitely depends on what you get. But the popcorn throwing, just really, that, like, I saw TikToks from people that work at movie theaters that are like, I quit. And it's just like the movie theater filled with...
Because they have to clean it up.
Yeah, they dump their popcorn everywhere.
First of all, what a waste of deliciousness. The popcorn's so good. Why would you throw it?
Could you imagine having to clean that and flip that theater for whenever the next movie is? And there's just popcorn everywhere. That would be... The worst. And you're right. For whatever you're getting paid, like, I'm out of here. I'm not cleaning all this up after every... That would be horrible.
And at a recent showing, police got involved because someone brought in a live chicken.
Oh, God.
How do you just sneak a chicken into a movie theater?
And then, I don't know. So, I haven't... hold on. I'm going to get to the concern about this. There's several concerns about this. So, once again, I'm assuming there's no live chicken. Maybe T-County.
Could be.
We got chickens. A lot of them.
I have a couple questions about the live chicken that made it into the Minecraft movie. Talking about the Minecraft movie on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. What were you talking about on Stevie on the social? Something you might want to keep an eye out for?
So if you go to the Minecraft movie during the chicken jockey scene, people will start throwing popcorn, yelling, getting rowdy.
This is terrible. This is like when we were all going to the Wicked movie and I was afraid people would sing.
Yeah.
Although it's...
What
this
would
is
you rather
worse.
Have, singing along or people... basically throwing popcorn and screaming.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the singing along, even though I would hate that.
Somebody brought a live chicken in one of the theaters. I don't understand how that's accomplished. First of all, how do you get that into the theater?
I don't know.
And now that's the first thing that's popping up. I just showed you on TikTok. Like, that's the first thing that shows. I think how does that happen? I don't know. I haven't watched the Minecraft movie. At what point in time does this particular thing happen? Like, how long were you hanging on to that chicken?
And was it like
to make the guest appearance?
Was it under your jacket? Did you bring it in like a pet carrier?
Was it in the bucket of chicken or in the
bucket?
Yeah.
Like, the chicken make no noise until that scene. Like,
and they're wiggly. And what if it goes to the bathroom? Like, don't chickens just randomly?
Oh, then I would definitely quit the movie theater.
You'd think that's concerning.
So that's my concern.
Yeah, I really would love to know how they got the chicken in. And then did they, like, sneak it in through a side door or something. I don't know. Teenagers are sneaky.
Imagine if you had chickens and your son took the chicken from your coop and went into the movie theater and you got a call saying, hey, your son brought this chicken to the movie. What would you do?
Sadly, I could very much imagine that happening. And I'd probably scream and something. What? He brought a what? A chicken? Maybe, I'd do something like that, Stevie.
Maybe he knew somebody in the theater that knew about the had some chicken assistance.
Like they had like a chicken plan? Like a chicken.
Mean, how else are you doing that? How else are you doing that?
It was very strategic. It had to be.
I don't know.
Oh, so, yeah, they're friends with like a worker at the movie. They, yeah. You know, walk.
And they know what time it's going to happen. Awful. They pop a door open or something. They know what's going on. I think that has to be an inside job. I'm just guessing.
an inside chicken job.
There's no way. There's no way you're hanging on to that thing.
I love that it's an inside job to get the chicken.
I know that this happens to be on a Jack Black prominent part. Of course it is.
Of course.
All right. So there you go.
I'm never going to see that movie.
Absolutely not. I'm staying out of the theaters. There you go. Angie, thanks for the DM. Jen and Tim show, Star 102 Cleveland on all the socials. We went last Sunday to see the Minecraft movie at the Phoenix Theater in North Olmsted. Nice theater.
Oh, my God. I love that theater.
There were kids clapping in some parts and yelling yay, but thankfully there was no popcorn thrown.
Oh, good. And then I assume no live chicken or she would have mentioned it.
Terry
also said that it's definitely happening in our area. I went to Westwood and Rocky River. I had not heard of the chaos. Took my 8-year-old granddaughter. And when the yelling and the antics happened, I didn't know why, and I was very uncomfortable. So it's happening around.
So there you go. That was Stevie on the socials.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I just feel like with the owl or the fake owl information that was given on the air yesterday, and some possible tweaks, some possible upgrades, a video that needs to be posted, I just feel like we need to kind of continue the conversation and maybe where we're at, or even kind of let people in that didn't listen yesterday.
So I do have an owl update. Well, it's more of a bird update, which led to an owl. I have birds making a nest over my back patio. It's like a roof area. They're building it in there. And Nate keeps removing them because we don't want the bird, you know, bird going to the bathroom on the ground right there because we sit there all the time. So and I hate it. You get to keep taking down the nest. So my husband bought a fake owl and put the fake owl up. Although we learned yesterday on the show that we got the wrong fake owl. We need an upgraded owl.
Why is that?
Because the owl he got, his head doesn't move.
So stands there. It's just
It's just a stagnant owl.
Yeah.
And you can see it. It's on our Instagram page. Jen and Tim, just search Jen and Tim Show. I posted a reel of the owl.
Birds aren't stupid. They know if that owl's not moving, it's not flying. It's not moving. It's not turning. It's not doing anything. It's not breathing. Birds are like, what is this? What do they think we are?
We're not stupid.
Come on now.
And I learned that yesterday So first of all, you'd think this is the update, but it's not. I purchased a new owl. It's not coming until Saturday.
Did?
I did.
Okay. I knew you were looking around.
I did. Because we had, so people were so helpful yesterday that called in. There are owls, by the way, that, and I did get this one. The eyes light up. The neck like swivels and they make fake hooting sounds. Like, first of all,
I can't
wait to play with it because it comes on Saturday.
Oh,
I couldn't get it any quicker. And boy, do I wish I could.
I want to hashtag hear those hoots on Monday.
Now you will
please
hear those hoots.
Hashtag
because what's that going to sound like? A fake hoot out of a $30 owl from Amazon.
Right.
Like,
an electronic robotic.
I know.
Hoots.
Right?
Hoots. 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 Well, great. This didn't work either. The birds are looking up like they really think we are the moronic breed of bird. Hoots. Hoots. The batteries run low. Hoots.
That is so stupid. That's exactly what it's going to be. Also, I hate your robotic hoot. And the physical motion that you have going along with it. So anyway, order the owl, the upgraded owl. But I don't, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to need it anymore because you will not believe. You will not believe what happened when I walked outside yesterday.
Okay. I can't wait to get
my own owl update.
All right. I want to get your owl update, and I don't know what happened. We still need to hashtag hear that hoot on Monday.
Yes,
hoot. 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 I really need you to need this fake owl still. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. What's happening?
I wish we had the fake owl already, that fake hoots. I really hope it's as robotic as you made it sound.
Yeah,
that was really funny.
The upgrade, because you have the fake owl.
Right.
Non-moving fake owl.
A non-moving, like maybe a foot tall, not big enough fake owl. I've upgraded the owl. The new owl comes tomorrow. So I will let you know. And this is all because birds are nesting over the roof over our back patio. And we don't want the bird, the bird bathroom all over our patio. So we don't want the nest there. Go to the trees. It's like a million areas you could build a nest. So the lesser owl has been up until we get the new owl. So I'm looking out there yesterday and I'm like, oh my gosh, I think the owl worked and I can't believe it. I'm thinking maybe I don't need the upgraded owl. So I walk outside and don't you know, I look up and there's a dang bird nest and that bird is sitting in it cozily as ever, which means she probably laid her eggs already. And look, and this morning, here's the best part. All morning, I'm like, Nate, can you please go outside and get us a photo of the bird sitting in the nest? Because I was so mad at how cozily she was sitting in this nest yesterday. And all morning, he's like, it is dark. I can't get this. So now he's going back and forth with me. It's getting lighter. I'm like, come on. We're going to talk about this just after 7 o'clock. I need a photo.
Poor Nate.
I know.
Kids need to get on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
It's dark outside.
Oh, yeah. And I'm being so bossy. And he says every time he opens the door, she flies away. This is the best picture he could get. Look at her. Look, I know it's very hard to tell, but is a bird happily sitting in there right on her eggs in her perfect little nest. So now what am I going to do? I'm not going to get rid of it now.
No, you can't do anything.
So what happens when I get the fake hooting owl? Do I not? Is it going to scare her away? And is she going to desert her eggs? I don't know what to do. And
now
how long are the eggs going to be there? How
long
does it
longer
take
than you think? Longer than do we have a bird expert?
216-343-1021.
I don't think you can.
Happy.
You're right. You can't.
She's just so cozy up there in her thing. And then she's probably going to like dive bomb attack us. We want to go sit under the roof.
Oh, yeah. Cause the eggs are there.
Yeah.
You can't get close to the eggs. We know how mama bird is.
This is what I'm saying. So now it's even a bigger problem. And now we can't move the nest. Can he take the grabber and move the nest with the eggs? No way.
Can you imagine if the eggs fall out?
No. So
you're in a tough position. Can you put the owl in close proximity, but not right by the nest?
No, it's there now, right? Like, what do I do? I don't know.
That is a tough call.
I'm very upset about it.
I think you probably have to move. best. Are you that? You can't use that door. What's
That's
door?
It.
What is it?
I'm
is
on
it front
Zillow
door?
Right
is
now. It's to the back porch where we spend all our time. Like,
well,
the back
it's horrible
patio.
Outside.
Like,
by the time it gets nice outside, then you can use it. Maybe
Although,
it's fine.
I thought it was going to start to warm up this weekend, isn't it?
It's not.
No,
it just, it's, I don't know what
I
it's
just keep telling myself that.
I don't know. I thought it was going to. I don't know.
I'm
going to
be attacked by a bird. There's going to be bird droppings everywhere. And that is going to make
if
me mad.
A bird poops on you.
Don't.
You have to get the video.
How am I going to get the video of a bird pooping
on
me?
The aftermath.
No.
The aftermath.
The bird better not do that.
All right.
I'm more worried it's going to peck me.
Or if it pecks you, show the marks. I mean, whatever it might be. Owl chat part two. Bird chat part two. Star 102 Cleveland's feel good favorite.
The bird, I think, well, now I just realized. So she's been sitting in the nest that she built that I wanted to get rid of because I bought
this. This is really cul-de-sac chat. This is the chat that's like in a mom group or a dad group. Like, I feel we have this. What are we going to do? Did you know that there's a bird over at Sally's house? There is. How's she going to get rid of it? I told her she should have got rid of it.
There's a differing level of care for the birds within the cul-de-sac. Some are readily, we'll get rid of them right away. There are different forms. Different people do different things. We tend to lean toward the, we don't want to harm the bird. You know,
well, we understand.
There's different, right.
We
there's understand. Different. There's oh, different. Everybody has their own thing.
They got their own method.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, here's a couple different ones. All right. Let's get to this. Star 102, good morning.
So we have chickens in our backyard, like they're ours. A hawk flew down and got one the other day, and I've been researching, like, how to deter birds from coming. They said to hang CDs in the tree so they blow, and the sunlight will, like, reflect off of it, and other birds, like, the birds don't like that.
Yes! And the CDs.
So I just have to find CDs and put them on a string or something? But what's it going to... I'm afraid now. I don't want to disrupt the current mom and her eggs.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't want it pecking my kids, so I would just take the whole nest and move it. And if she finds it, great, and if not...
Wait, by the way, I'm just assuming she laid eggs in there because she's sitting in there. But how long do they sit in there before the eggs come out? What's, like, the nesting process? Tim, what are you laughing at?
Brendan said, eggs aren't cheap, Jen. Scare the birds away and enjoy breakfast.
Oh, my God, Brendan. Those aren't the kind of eggs you eat.
So there you go. CDs or eat them. Those are your choices, Jen.
I don't like CDs.
Eat them.
So the Cleveland Browns have signed a new quarterback.
Don't you dare.
He's back.
They signed Kozar?
Yeah! Can you imagine? What do you need to know about the deal with Joe Flacco? Cleveland Browns and veteran quarterback Joe Flacco reached an agreement today on a one-year, $4 million deal worth up to $13 million with incentives. He'll now return to Cleveland, where he won the NFL's Comeback Player of the Year award back in 2023. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.